Hey Upper East Siders, it's Amanda Page, and I am here with Tom and Kix Hamlet, the hosts of the Dumpster Dive podcast, to break down episode 2 of the Gossip Girl reboot on HBO. Hey guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I am so excited to talk to you guys. This is so fun because I was just on your podcast last week where we talked about The Bachelorette, and we did a Patreon episode for America's Next Top Model. So now I feel like we're just co-hosts. We're podcasters together.
We are. And that episode was so fun. We talked about the best episode.
The most fun shit in the world. Sorry, I have an itch on my shoulder. The funnest thing you could think about.
I know.
Just like pick it out of the air. And
some of the listeners, we were delegating like all of our like pod friends to join us for Patreon coverage of Cycle 4 of America's Next Top Model. And we were like, Amanda, you should come on for like episode 5. And then we like all sit down to watch episode 5 before we record. And we're like, it's the blackface episode.
Yeah, of course it is. It was funny because I was texting with Taria and Chelsea as I was watching the episode, and I was like, oh my God.
They like set me up to get canceled.
But it's okay because we're gonna have a redo and we're gonna do the animal one together.
We are.
So yeah. I'm really excited. Okay, yeah. So you guys are covering The Bachelorette, obviously. I was on your podcast for that. Mm-hmm. But you're also doing a weekly episode about Bravo. So what shows in particular are you all enjoying the most right now to recap and watch?
I am enjoying, I've never said this in my life.
Well,
I'm enjoying I am enjoying heavily Beverly Hills, and I typically literally could go to sleep to it if I had a choice. If I had a choice to close my eyes during Beverly Hills and not watch it, that would be my choice. But this season is electric.
Thank God we did not start our podcast. Like, thank God we started our podcast after last season of Beverly Hills had ended, because if we hadn't, we would have had to talk about that season.
I hate that season. The only thing that matters about that season is the motherfucking Capri. Oh, sorry. Can I cuss?
Yes. Oh, please. Go right ahead.
What I was going to say is the motherfucking Capri room. That's the only thing that matters.
And honestly, that is so iconic that it almost makes up for the rest of the bullshit that we had to deal with. Like, it really almost does.
Yeah.
Maybe not just quite. In hindsight, but at the time. Yeah. So I was covering it last season, but it was when, so I had just started my podcast and I did Potomac, Beverly Hills, and New York. They were all on. So there was so much material that if I didn't feel like talking about Beverly Hills, I could just be like, this is bullshit. Stop messing with Denise. Let's move on. And that's basically,
you're still talking about threesomes. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did it in a Easter egg house that's in a Buca di Beppo, which is the Capri room.
This season feels lighter. I know I'm not covering Bravo on my podcast. Despite, hey everyone, we're suddenly talking about Beverly Hills.
Despite it covering like embezzlement and like you know,
corruption.
It feels light. It feels
white nonsense.
No, I agree with you. I have to say the thing I'm liking the most is Potomac. We've only recorded one episode on it so far, but very excited to chat about this past Sunday's episode because it was also very good.
I didn't even get to watch it yet. I'm like, but that's the thing now that I'm not covering Bravo on this podcast. I have a little more flexibility with not feeling like I need to watch everything in real time. But then of course I can't make any memes, and that's why, you know, my account, I won't post for days. And I'm like, oh, right. I'm supposed to be like entertaining you all. Thanks for coming. But Gossip Girl, I'm really enjoying. So I can't wait to get into it. What intrigued you to watch the reboot? Cause I feel like we talked before about the original. And so remind me, did you watch the original at all, or were you not into it?
So, I'll start because it's a short answer. No.
Let's get into it, because I love bad TV so much. Like, my ideal trashy TV shows are Gossip Girl, Pretty Little Liars, Lies, whatever it is. Outer Banks, another fucking awful show that I can't stop talking about.
New season coming out soon.
Season comes out this month. What was the show? Cruel Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. But I love these TV shows so much. It's like not even a guilty pleasure for me. It's like what I actually enjoy to watch. But
it's just a pleasure. Like, you don't feel guilty.
No, no, no. So I certainly watched the original Gossip Girl multiple times. Like I've seen
multiple.
Yeah, I probably.
Anyone who watched it like 100,000 times. I don't know anyone who was a fan that wasn't like hardcore into it.
Yeah.
Because the first season is really aggressive. She like, you find out she like kills someone and you're like, what the fuck am I watching? And then after the
blonde girl kills someone.
Yeah, it was an accident. Like it was just like a she basically made him do drugs and he died.
I mean, I know that Penn Badgley is Gossip Girl. I do know that, but that's the extent of my Gossip Girl knowledge.
Well, okay, so some insider info. By insider, I mean it's everywhere. They Penn Badgley, like the writers of Gossip Girl didn't actually know who Gossip Girl was for a little bit. So
that's exhausting to think.
The Penn Badgley twist of it all is like pulling teeth for them to get like the story right.
Not so dissimilar to Pretty Little Liars, where they like
exactly
like, girl like is alive.
Yeah.
Not a bit. That is a huge spoiler, but like that show's been gone in and out for a while now. Yeah, the girl that they're trying to is alive, which is a shock. That has been dead.
I talked about this last week that the comparison between Gossip Girl and Pretty Little Liars is that they were just making shit up along the way, and they're like, whatever, we'll see how this is going to work later.
But they make so much money. I know. The writers of these shows are making bank. And like, I want to make that bank to not even know what I'm writing about.
They truly make fuck tons of money for, and they're always high school. It's same with like Riverdale. It's like another one of my faves. Always
wild. It is out of control.
But that's what I mean. It's like just high schoolers like solving murders and drinking hard liquor on ice. I'm like, that's not real.
Well, the drinking hard liquor on ice. Well, yeah, probably not on ice. Actually warm from a shot glass.
Right.
And it's you got it at the gas station.
Right.
That's where I lose it on this Gossip Girl a little bit. I'm like, these divas drink way too many martinis for my liking. I'm like, you really have a taste for that?
Well, I understand that they're rich and like I'll never understand their life, but it does just feel a little bit too unrealistic. Like when you are a teenager, you just drink like what is there, right?
Right.
I mean, maybe, do you think that these rich kids on the Upper East Side are literally at like private clubs at 16, like drinking martini? It, like, does that actually happen, do you think?
Wrong group here, the three of us. Yeah. Like, we're all like, I don't think we would know.
You didn't go to Constance St. Jude's?
When we were in New Orleans, I know this is very, very different, but there were like children running around, certainly with fake IDs.
Yeah.
And like I was in Colorado and there was people just rolling up to the bar that when they were showing their ID, I'm like, that bitch is fake. And the bartender is just like, meh.
Yeah, I mean, I went to bars in college. I went to bars in college when I was like 18, 19, I guess. It's just, there's something about them being like in literal high school. And Zoya's literally a freshman. She's 14 years old, possibly. And she went to this like club. And I mean, I guess they have money. It is what it is, I guess. But it just seems like a little bit much.
To roll with it because that's Gossip Girl, honey.
I know.
Because all of them drink every episode like they've been drinking for 16 years.
I know. At least in the original, when they would be drinking like at Chuck's hotel, it was like, well, his parents own that hotel.
Yeah.
So like he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, I know who Chuck is. Chuck was kind of hot. Do we like Chuck?
Okay. Chuck is, it's so sad. No. He's a very problematic character.
What did he do? And we don't have to talk about it. I don't know. I don't know Gossip Girl, guys. I know this Gossip Girl, okay, that we're talking about today. I don't know that. So don't judge me in the comments that I don't know why.
Nobody's judging you. Nobody's judging you.
The first season, he does something that is inexcusable and certainly should have like really just been the end of Chuck Bass. But then by the end of the series, he's like number one.
Yeah, it's an issue of consent. And he was never supposed to be that major of a character, I think. Uh-huh. And he had a huge character arc, I do think he changed, his character changed a lot based on things he had gone through. And we learn a lot about his backstory. But also the actor is involved in other scandals. So
just to bring us all full circle, I would have loved to be like, Chuck Bass like did this photo shoot where he like had to do blackface and like he'd hold a baby, like, and like Tyra's like encouraging him to like
Yeah, I feel like we're just always talking about like the most fun topics here. So speaking of Chuck, I wanna clarify one thing, because on last week I said I think Chuck may have alluded to also being bisexual in the show, but I couldn't remember. But it was the books. That's why I was confused. In the novels, he was written as bisexual.
Tom, there are books, by the way.
There's also books.
I'm learning that now.
You can read those. You can read those.
I won't.
So before we get into like this episode, so you guys are New Yorkers, right? Like, you know all about the city. So what, based on your New Yorker selves, what from the show stands out to you about like filming locations? Do you feel like they do a good job? Do you recognize everything? Like, what do you think?
X, do you want to take it away?
Yeah. So what a great question, because you don't know this. And it's like, if you, I'm just saying that because this episode, there is a location, they're at a restaurant called Manhattan, where they have their black tie gala event.
Like the whole like last 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Right.
So the restaurant's called Manhattan. My current roommate actually used to work there, and it's very, very, very fancy. The food was some of the best food I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. We went for our mom's birthday one year, maybe 2019. Oh my gosh, it's delicious. And so it's like very fun to see, because it's like very, very, it's a new restaurant, but the elevator and like the views are pretty iconic.
Yeah. So it has like, it's like I think it's the tallest restaurant in New York. So it has like the best views. Like the restaurant has the best like views of any restaurant in New York City, because mm-hmm. it's literally above, it's like on the top floor of this huge building. So you're like above everything. And it's called like Top of the World or something like that.
Famously, we went and there was so much fog you couldn't see.
Yeah. It was kind of like overcast evening. And we got up there and it looked like we were like
in the clouds.
You couldn't see a thing.
You're so like, glad we came up here for this beautiful view.
But we have our like Christmas photo, our like New Year's family photo in that little elevator like hallway where they were like where all those elevators are with like the wood paneling. Mm-hmm. That makes it sound like we like are like loaded and like know people. We got a reservation because Kix's roommate worked there. And like, you can't get reservations, but he was able to get us in, and we got a reservation like 6 months in advance, and then they like got us all this free shit.
Yeah, they pretty much just like the chef was just making shit for us. So it sounds a lot bougier, but we worked hard to get that.
You're like, this is not a normal Friday night. No, that's amazing. And so then you're watching the show and you're like, oh wait, I actually recognize that place. So that's cool. What else? I mean, like, where else are they filming that you recognize or that you like hang out at?
So their school is like, again, this, I'm about to make myself sound such a fucking nerd. Their school is one of my favorite museums in the city. Like, it's like cool. It's called the New York City Museum.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know that that's where that's because I've never been to the New York City Museum.
Yeah. So it's on the east side, it's honestly kind of far from the Met, which makes me laugh a little bit, but.
Because they're always having lunch there.
Yeah, like it's like, okay, maybe 20 blocks.
Yeah, that's kind of far to walk to just sit on some steps.
20 blocks are a mile in New York.
Yeah. For like, what? Do you think they have an hour lunch break?
They do whatever they want. They run the school.
Clearly they do.
But regardless, it's kind of far from the Met, which makes me laugh. But the museum itself is stunning, because it really, I don't know if the inside's filmed in the museum, but I highly recommend going.
I thought that was also the school setting of The Undoing.
It might be. I mean,
the outside is that. I mean, they film the outside of it so much because it is so pretty and so unique. Most buildings in the city don't have like a courtyard like that.
I'm pretty positive it's The Undoing school. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to say about locations that always make me laugh just with New York City things is, like, I know everyone's really wealthy, but what's the name of the, sorry, I have the characters pulled up because I forget everyone's names. Wait, Zoya is the not rich one.
Yeah, who's Zoya. Still so like Zoya, probably so
lives Zoya, on the west side with a doorman. Lives
on the upper west side. So what's confusing about it is she has a doorman, but the inside looks like a brownstone. So what's weird about that is that means that, like, the building is so fucking fancy that every unit is like a 5-bedroom, 2-story home. Because, like, there's like a staircase in there and everything, but she's a doorman. Like, it looks like a pre-war brownstone you would see on like 83rd and between Central Park West and Columbus, like, or in Brooklyn. Georgia. Right.
Literally every apartment in this show is absolutely gorgeous, but hers is beautiful. It's like different and gorgeous. And so clearly it's just funny that they try to make these characters out to be like broke. And she's like, I can't afford to go to the school. But it's like, I mean, she clearly comes from money.
What I will say is that schools, because we have a couple friends that are parents in the city. And like, I heard like about one, like, I don't want to say names, but I know people that like pay like $20,000 a year. And like, there are people that pay like $50,000 a year.
You have to audition to get into kindergarten.
Literally, when you have a baby, when you're pregnant, you have to start like filling out kindergarten applications to go to like these schools.
No, it's true. It's true. And a lot of, there's like recruiters too that will help you get into schools here.
There's one on Roni. Remember Leah has that recruiter for her daughter's high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's it. I mean, it's so fun. I love when you live in New York, it's so fun to watch New York shows because like you like, especially if you didn't grow up in New York, because like you finally have like insider info on like where things are and stuff. Like, I don't know. Doesn't it make you feel like a New Yorker a little bit, even though we're not Kicks?
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I've lived here my whole life. I went to Constance St. Jude.
Although I'm 8 years in the city, which I hear means I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah, I would call you that. 8 years?
Yeah.
You've left behind. Yeah, I would say that. I mean, you probably feel watching this show the way I feel watching Real Housewives of Potomac. Like, I recognized the juice place that Robin went to. I was like, hey. Yeah.
Been there.
That's about as far as it goes for me. But I'm hoping with Mia, because she actually lives in Baltimore. So I feel like that will help. I know they're going to film at a restaurant I've been to a bunch of times. So
are you in Baltimore?
Yeah, in Baltimore. I'm like outside of the city though. So I'm in like the county.
I don't need to like dox you, but.
No, it's fine. You can, I mean, you won't know. Nobody would know where I, literally if I named where I live, everyone would be like, where are you talking about?
Tom gave his address on a Patreon one time, so.
I did. I know, I did. I literally said it all.
You said
I said everything but the apartment number. And then you said an apartment number. And I was like, okay, but now they all know that that's not my apartment. So now they've cut the list down. Like, they've eliminated an apartment off the list.
Speaking of this, and then I'll definitely start talking about the episode that been like half an hour. And I told you guys that's what we were going to talk about. But like, Paige DeSorbo from Summer House, she posts all the time about her building that she lives in, and she tags them, and she's like, I'm on my rooftop at whatever building. And I'm like, probably that stresses me out. Yeah, but isn't that stressful? She's a public figure.
Yeah, but there are buildings here like that have like 200 units in them. Like that, like you would never be able to figure out which unit was hers. And it's Paige DeSorbo. It's not like Beyonce. Like, I live on this street and this street, you know?
Sorry, Paige, if you're listening.
Paige is famous to us, but like, I don't think there's like paparazzi outside of like Paige's like mail room.
I always think of like the people who hate you though. That's what would scare me. Not necessarily paparazzi, but like people looking to be like, I hate you, Paige. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so let's talk Gossip Girl.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this episode really revolves around the parent-teacher conferences at the school. And so we get more insight into like the family lives of the characters. And we get to see Julian's dad, Davis, again. He's like the Grammy Award winner. Okay, am I the only one who finds him like super attractive?
You're not the only one, because he's hot.
Wait, that white guy?
The white guy, yeah, the white guy.
He's like, gives me like quiet musician in the corner, like, I don't want to be here.
And that's like, very you. That's very you. That's not for me. And maybe it's for you too, Amanda. But not for me. But I support.
No, I don't even like musicians. I don't. But somehow this Grammy winner is like doing it for me.
Oh, it's different because he has a huge fucking apartment and a Grammy. So
that apartment tracks to me. Like that, like I know it's so excessive, but like it makes sense with the show. And there are apartments like that in New York City. Like that makes sense because they're so wealthy. So like I always get frustrated when the people that are not wealthy though are living in the ones that don't make any sense. So that apartment makes sense to me.
Like Kix will know Dan Humphrey's apartment from the original was he lived in like a beautiful loft in Brooklyn, literally like
three bedroom.
What's that?
Dan Humphrey is the Gossip Girl guy.
But he was supposed to be like poor.
Like he lived in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, fucking huge loft in Dumbo.
No.
But maybe maybe it was just the way that everyone else treated him. Maybe they weren't trying to make him appear to be broke. It was just compared to everyone else, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, but I totally know what you mean. Like Julian's place is gorgeous. So I would do her dad. He just seems a little short because she seems pretty tall.
She seems very tall. Yeah.
She's done, y'all.
So beautiful.
Everyone on the show is hot. And we'll talk more about all the hotties, but this episode, so we see Julian and Obi are broken up and she seems concerned, but her friends seem more concerned about how it looks on social media. And Monet is like, we're losing followers, which cracks me up.
Monet's an icon.
I want Monet to be Queen Bee. Like I want Monet to be the star. I'm way more into her.
You think that shift will happen because that's how these shows always work out. There's always a dynamic change in the group, similar to every other show, Gossip Girl, the original being one of them.
Yes, because I feel like Monet has the Queen Bee energy and she seems like she wants it more. Julian doesn't know what the hell she wants, which we'll see from this episode. But so Obi, it blows her off when she tries to reach out to him and he goes to Zoya's apartment. So like, what do you think about this potential budding relationship or friendship? Like, him and Julian just broke up. Do you think this?
I think it's so fucking weird. If I was Zoya, isn't that her name?
Yes.
If I was Zoya, title of my memoir. If I was Zoya, I like the idea that like this guy like just broke up with my sister, and now I'm gonna be with him. But like, take the sister out of it. Just like the idea that this man has like that sort the balls to like break up with a girl and just be with another girl in the same circle is not someone you should be with.
And then kiss in front of her.
Right. It's not someone you should be with. They act like the breakup was years ago when they're like existing in the same room. I'm like, you guys, this was like last week.
No. And they just met. She seems way too trusting too. Like you don't even know him and he shows up to your apartment.
Yeah. How does he know where you live?
It's creepy.
Maybe she revealed it on a podcast.
Fuck you.
So we start to see that Gossip Girl is starting to get tips actually sent in from people because somebody snaps a picture of them together.
Which is so fast. I'm like, this account really picked up. I mean, like, we all run accounts here. I'm like, my account is not picked up like this.
Maybe she's verified. Like,
I know. She has like 10,000 followers.
And the crazy thing is
10,000 people go to that school.
I know. Like, who are these people?
I don't think you can just get verified just because you get a swipe up. I don't think that's how it works. Like, I'm pretty sure verification is like because you submit your ID. Like, what are you like Gossip Girls on your driver's license?
Yeah, the point of Gossip Girl is to be anonymous. Therefore, verification is wrong.
Wait, so like Dumois, for instance, like, are they verified then?
I'm going to check right now.
Well, like just like businesses are verified, like the owner of the business sends in their driver's license.
Dumois is
verified. But Dumois has a million followers.
Sure. Well, Gossip Girl's on their way there. They've been running an Instagram account for a week and have 10,000 followers.
I think Dumois, you know who Dumois is. Like I've read an article about them.
I know there's podcasts about where they're on and stuff.
Yeah. I've listened to her on Ryan Bailey's podcast, but I don't know her name or like what she does.
Is her voice like distorted when she's on?
No, she sounds like a regular person.
There's been like a Vulture article about them too in their in the picture.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. She's like, it's me, Dumois.
She's actually nice. She's my gossip girl. But see, the thing is about Dumois is like, she posts the things that people send in as tips, right? Mm-hmm. But right. Gossip Girl has only posted like one thing. So why are people already like...
I can't.
It's too much. But so basically Monet's plan is let's just post an old picture and filter it so it looks like it's from today. And then it'll look like Gossip Girl is lying. And Julian just goes along with it. She's just like, okay, sounds like a plan. I just feel like she doesn't give me Queen Bee energy.
No, and her job is like an influencer content creator, and she's arguably bad at it.
Right. I think she has selective hearing, guys. I don't think she like heard. I don't think she heard Monet's plan, and then it just happened. She's like, okay.
No, but she's distracted with her breakup and her sister kissing her ex-boyfriend in front of her.
I just feel like it would have been better for, I know they just broke up and she probably is sad, but I feel like it would have been better for her image to immediately start making Obi look bad. Like, don't try to make it look like you guys haven't broken up. Like, start the damage control and make yourself come out on top. Like, I just don't get it. Like, you could make him look like an asshole.
I'm just laughing because you would never do that. You're just like, why wouldn't you just make him look bad? I'm like,
yeah,
Amanda, no.
Probably not. Yeah, that's probably not. But he is the one who's flirting with your sister and getting naked in his apartment with her. Like, he already looks bad.
I know, I'm just giggling at me like
the idea of a
simple
teacher.
Solution is to ruin his life.
The idea of a teacher like chasing a student home to take a photo of them, like,
eagle.
It's crazy.
It has to be illegal.
Can we talk briefly about the fact that we know who Gossip Girl is and what are our thoughts on that?
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about that. What are your thoughts?
I hate it.
I'm just waiting for, and I said this last week, like, I'm just hoping that eventually it'll get hacked and then it'll be anonymous.
I think that is what's going to happen. I
can't stand
Kate.
Killer. Oh, what's her name?
The
Keller.
Blonde girl.
Kate Keller.
My name's Kate Keller.
She's like such a little try-hard bitch. I'm like, go away.
When she, the first scene from last week, when they first showed her, I was like a little bit nervous because I didn't really do a lot of research going in. I was like, I really want to like just watch the premiere and see how it goes. And I was so nervous that she was one of the like high schoolers. And I was like, why? Like, why? She looks not like someone I want to watch.
They didn't give away a lot, which I really appreciate. Like in the preview, the Gossip Girl preview for like the series, they gave away nothing.
I was saying they gave it all away in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah. So I'm not really that bothered by knowing Gossip Girl because I think it's kind of like a fun insight because I think that's what was, I don't know, good and bad about the original is that, yes, even the writers didn't know who Gossip Girl was, but like, I think it's fun. It would have been fun to see Dan Humphries be a fucking weirdo and like follow these people around their house.
Yeah, we never got to see Gossip Girl doing
action.
The closest we got was when there was the video of the hoodie stealing the laptop in that one that. Shit gets so crazy that
it's the most insane show.
See, and that's what I was gonna say, and I know we'll get into talking more about this, but like I'm waiting for like the crazy shit to happen because I feel like nothing huge like major has happened yet. It's a lot of like slow build.
I mean, a kid fucked his teacher in a bathhouse and like people are like teachers are following children home. I'm like, seems very crazy to me.
Yeah, I guess when you put it like that, that's true.
I'm enjoying the other teachers, not Kate. I'm enjoying the
Kate,
other teachers.
I'm just going to say one thing. Stupid. I'm going to say one more thing about Kate, and we can't talk about after I say a sentence. Kate reminds me of someone we all know, and I'm going to stop talking there.
Oh, we'll have to talk off air.
Talk off air?
Yeah.
Tom, you always like to slide those little things in.
I don't know where this is going, so I'm just going to move on and we'll talk off.
What I love to do is say things like that, because then the whole episode, everyone's going to be like, well, we're like trying to
I know what it
you're
going to
go through the Rolodex of people in your
brain. I know what
go
it
to
is
your following list.
So,
well, anyway, another character, one of the characters that we get to know really well this episode is Audrey, who I am actually like an Audrey stan now. I really, really like her. And I feel so bad for her because she's obviously going through a hard time with her mom. We see her in like a dark room laying in bed in pajamas. She's like refusing to go to parent-teacher conferences. She's refusing to go to an event. And she finds out her dad like left her mom for, or we find out that her dad left her mom for like her mom's assistant, which is so fucked up.
So fucked up. And also work mom for having an assistant. That means she's not a hard worker. Okay.
Well, she's not a hard worker because we find
she's an alcoholic. And shout out to Laura Benanti. She's a very big Broadway star.
Yes. But at the end of the episode, we find out she's
going through bankruptcy. But I'm assuming it's the company. So maybe they'll be okay and not that like they're going bankrupt. But
what I appreciate, I just really like Audrey. I also
I do too.
Hook up with her. I think she's so hot. I appreciate her like normalness because the other girls are so intense. But you always need like one of the like there. I feel like she's kind of like the Nate of this series.
I think she is. I didn't think that until you said that. Tom. But I think she is the Nate because Nate isn't a saint. He definitely does things that are wrong. Like he cheated on Blair with her best friend. That definitely happened. And look what she's doing. She has sex with Max, which like everyone would. So I would can blame her. But like, so we don't, and it was after a fight. It's not like things with her and Aki are like perfect, but
still not great.
Still not a great thing.
Oh, well, I'm like scrolling my IMDb like, yes, it is.
I had to study their names and their faces. I'm not good with names with shows either, but after last week I was like who are we talking about, so I had to study. But so yeah, I like her. I think she is the Nate. That is such a good comparison
because
I love
she is like family drama, like relationship drama, but is like super like straight lined, like don't give a fuck.
She's going broke. She's gonna have to take care of her mom. Her mom's like super embarrassing. Nate's mom was like Nate's dad was on coke and embarrassing and went to jail. Yeah, totally.
Tom, what do you think about Nate's dad?
What a special soul. Where do I begin? Nate's dad and I, we met back in 2004.
The captain
dad. We met back in what did he do?
He was embezzling.
Was a bad guy.
Yeah.
But just like about money. He wasn't like.
We don't need to talk about old gossip.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about. But you know who else has a hot dad is Zoya. Zoya's dad is also hot. I think they're all hot.
I agree. Zoya's, that's what I wanted to say when you were talking about Grammy award winning dad. I'm like, no, Zoya's dad is a hot one.
But like Zoya's dad's also like a nice guy. He's not super edgy. So he's hot, but I wouldn't
say
he's
Nick,
like.
By the way. Okay. His name's Nick.
Oh, Zoya's I didn't. Dad. Okay. I didn't write that. No, Zoya's dad. Ad break. Everyone who comes to my home is always commenting on my extensive candle collection. Yes, you could say I'm just a little bit obsessed. But did you know that most candles contain harmful toxins for you, your family, and even your pets? That's why I love buying Just Inhale candles. Just Inhale candles are 100% coconut soy wax, which make them vegan, toxin-free, and eco-friendly. Not only will they make your home smell delicious and feel homey, you can relax knowing you're using only the best ingredients for your family and supporting a small women-owned business. And I am so excited that Just Inhale is giving It's All Happening listeners an exclusive sale. Visit just-inhale.com and use coupon code Amanda Page for 20% off your order this week only. That's AMANDAPAGE for 20% off. Coupon code is valid until July 25th. Enjoy. So he has a meeting at school and he tells Zoya that basically they don't want to deal with the scandal about the scholarship, so she can stay as long as she doesn't cause any more trouble. And he shows her that he saw the Gossip Girl post about her and Obi. And I'm like, do you really think that parents would also already be onto this? Like super involved watching Gossip Girl? Like that doesn't seem to track to me.
No.
No, they would never.
No. But I guess they need thinking it for
the like storyline. Parents I know with high school kids in the city, I'm like, maybe they would.
Do you know parents with high school kids in the city?
Yeah.
I don't. All the ones I know that are the oldest ones, the oldest kids I know that are like in the city are middle school. But I don't know any like, I want to know like a saucy like high school prep school kid.
I think what middle school and high school kids do now is they have a Finsta where they do post so that their parents can follow that. And then they have their regular Insta. So like they, like for me, when I was younger and we had like MySpace, I would be like, no mom, you can't look at my MySpace. But kids today know better. And they say, sure, here's my MySpace. Here's my MySpace, but it's not real.
Right.
So they're smarter than we were.
Like their Finsta is like their front facing Instagram.
Right.
When like.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think? Yeah.
That's a lot of work, y'all.
Hard to be a kid. Hard to be a kid. And obviously hard to be a teacher at Constance, because basically we find out the next day at school that the teachers are freaking out because their posts are under review on Instagram, because people have been spam reporting them, because Julian and Monet's plan to basically make Gossip Girl look wrong, like went well. And Kate is like absolutely spiraling. So how long do you think before she completely loses her shit?
Like she's one latte from losing her shit. She's like always on the verge of a mental breakdown.
I, when she was meeting with Zoya's dad, Tom informed us, his name's Nick.
Nick Lott, by the way.
Lott, oh, thank you. I'm like, I wonder if she's gonna hook up with him.
Oh,
that's a good point.
I'd like her better if she did. Probably
he can do better than her.
Well, he could.
Like me.
It was driving me crazy when she was sitting there and her phone was like buzzing nonstop because of the Gossip Girl blast, and I was like,
oh weird,
don't you turn your notifications off? Like someone needs to teach her. Like I don't even have a huge following. And I don't keep my buzzer on.
No. Also, if you're trying to hide being Gossip Girl, baby, the thing not to do is get it notified to your phone.
Yeah, you don't want to push notifications as Gossip
Next
Girl.
Next to the man's that you're like exploiting his daughter. Like,
well, yeah, I want to know, because I think people who have push notifications for Insta need to look within. like to have a moment, like just let some moments in your day not be consumed with who's liking what, because like if you have push notifications, you're essentially always on Instagram, and we're always on it. I'm always on Instagram anyways, but like that means there's no idle time, right? Like you're like seeing everything happen. I don't know. Yeah, I just think it's like such a time suck, right? And you don't want people to see, I don't know.
Well, I used to have personal social media. I don't anymore. But when I did, I had push notifications, but I probably wasn't actually opening it every time it buzzed. Probably.
I guess I mean, I'm already so cuckoo crazy about like podcast listens and things like that, that like I can't have any notifications on my, like Anchor was like, do you want notifications? I'm like, absolutely not, or I'll be like truly in a spiral all day long.
Oh my god, what kind of notifications can you get on Anchor? We'll have to talk later, because I didn't even know you could get listening
notifications.
Oh, so like if you reach a certain milestone or something?
I think I said reject, so I didn't even see the details on it. But
you're like, I don't have time for that. I've only checked Anchor 5 times today to see where I am, so.
Oh, I've checked it 50 times.
Hey, everyone, you've already heard an ad for Anchor, but here's another one.
They dropped us.
Oh.
We had an ad and kicks your sound.
They didn't drop our podcast. They dropped our ad, to be clear.
They dropped our ad.
Yes. That would be so sad if
Anchor, the free podcast network, dropped. No.
It's like, we're not going to play your podcast anymore. That's not going to happen.
Fuck too much. So
no, Kate is an idiot. She should not have push notifications on for her like secret account.
Just an next to the man
who is a part of the
right. She needs a new phone. Kate, call us. We will tell you what to do. Phone. Get yeah. a burner phone. Yes, absolutely. So the next day at school, we see that Julian and Obi finally talk, and Obi makes it clear they're over. And to rub it in her face, he goes right up to Zoya and asks her out. And she agrees if they can keep it secret. And I just don't like this.
And then they kiss.
And then they
fucked up. I don't like Zoya anymore.
I don't. That's. I like her, and then she does that, and I'm like, what are you doing? But she's also 14.
She's fucking over not only her friend, but her sister. Her soul sister.
Her soulmate, her tattoos. Friend.
My sister, my soul sister!
They have matching tattoos.
Now, which was really a mistake.
I that was a dark moment.
It was not the best decision for them.
It's a little weird.
We have matching kicks.
Not the tattoos.
But you know each other.
Tattoos are weird. The matching tattoos are weird for people who don't know each other. What I was saying is that I think it's weird that they're kissing in front of her sister and his ex-girlfriend.
So weird.
It's so rude. But now, okay, so now we get to like the best part of the whole episode, which is when, so Max, who had basically hit on one of his teachers at a bar,
mm-hmm.
who shot him down, he's like, we're gonna go, you know, find him. So they go to a bathhouse. He brings Aki with him, and Aki and Max make out, which was like extremely hot. Like I had to pause, like I couldn't couldn't breathe. And it was more than what the original did in like 6 seasons. Like they never did anything Mm-mm. remotely. And this was just a kiss.
Oh, I think we're gonna get like full rim job anal and all in this series. They're not afraid of anything here, which I get because we need more. HBO. We need more shows where a gay kid can watch it and be like, "Oh, that's how gay sex works."
Right? No, they should be able to learn.
Serious. Yeah. I'm not being facetious right now.
No, because that's true. Jobs. People don't know.
Justice for the rim job. But seriously though, bottoms need to know that they should be getting rimmed before they get fucked, because they need to know that that is the bare minimum that a top should be doing to take care of the bottom. I'm actually being serious because like-
No, you heard it here first. Like,
bottoms are so submissive sometimes, and I've been in this spot before where like I'll just be like, yeah, just put it in, and like I'm not prepared, like I'm not relaxed, I'm not ready. But like you need the standard is that you need someone there to like get you prepped, and that I don't mean like pill prep, but they need to get you prepped.
But that too, that is also important to know about.
Yeah, prep and prep too. Yes, absolutely. But guess what? If there's a closeted kid watching Gossip Girl and they see, they're like, well, I'm gonna rim you and then I'm gonna fuck you, okay? And then they learn.
And then they learn. We're just trying to do what's right for the general public here, people. Just it's really an education. So I'm really excited about this potential like continuation of a hookup. But then we see later, which I know I'm skipping ahead, but Audrey and Max sleep together. I'm assuming they do.
Max is 30, right? Like in real life.
Oh, by the way, I made sure I checked everyone's age.
Me too. Me too.
Talking about them.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
They're
all of age.
Who's the oldest?
All of age. The oldest.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I checked the ages to make sure I can say that I would have sex with Max's face before. Right.
Yeah, you think better into things than I do.
I had to make sure before I'm criticizing the teachers for talking about their students' sex lives. Meanwhile, I'm on here talking about someone under 18. But no, they're all like in their 20s, including the teachers. They're all the same age.
No, we're so used to covering reality that we're treading lightly. It's like this is a scripted show.
No, okay, Thomas Doherty, whatever his name is 26.
Oh, that's actually younger than he looks to me.
Yeah, he's 95.
I thought you meant years old. I was like, wait.
He's 95 years old.
He's 95 years old. Oh my God. What's her face? Audrey was born in 2002.
What? Wait. Is she 19?
19.
Oh my God.
Okay, and you know that Zoya is still in college, like in real life, which is fucking crazy.
She looks young. She's playing a 14-year-old, so she should be in college, like at the, you know.
Saying 14, and that really freaks me out. Like, or 15. I didn't realize that. No, but 15. I mean, you're absolutely right. Like, it makes sense, but like, I just didn't even like put that all together that she's that young.
I know. It's a lot to handle. Cause at least in the original, I think they were sophomores, so like 15, 16, but freshmen.
What kicks what? What?
Okay. I'm going to save the best for last. So with Zoya, this is a real name. So yeah,
Zola. Zola's the movie that just came out.
Augie is 21. Hot Max is 26.
Hot Max.
Audrey is 19. Ming chick is 23. Get this.
Oh God.
Kate Keller is 25.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I want to throw my recording equipment out a window. I'm like,
he's younger than Max.
Than Max. Well, that make like she. Yeah. I mean, he looks old, but yeah.
And granted, it is obviously, it's more plausible that a 25-year-old would be a teacher.
Right.
Like, yes. That makes sense.
That's the correct age.
It yeah, I was a teacher at 25.
It doesn't make sense for a 26-year-old to be a junior in high school.
It doesn't, but thank God they cast someone that hot and thank 26 so we can talk about him that way.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Because that means he'll definitely rim someone.
On screen for sure. Thank God for HBO.
Thank God.
So Julian gets pissed and she's like, I'm gonna partner with Gossip Girl, I'm gonna bring Zoya down. And Kate Keller, Gossip Girl, goes digging and she discovers that something happened at Zoya's old school that got her kicked out. And I am like dying to find out what it is, because I know that there's a side of Zoya that we haven't found out. What do you think it could be? Like bullying or like...
Well, I mean, she's only 15, right? So it can't be anything. It can't be like drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, it could.
That's what I was going to say. I was saying maybe like bringing something to school, because I feel like she's too innocent to like be a bully from what we're seeing.
In the spirit of Blake Lively, maybe she too killed someone.
Maybe she did. I actually think maybe the drugs or alcohol thing could be possible, because she did lose her mom and maybe she went through a dark time and she was like...
Or maybe she brought her mom's drugs to school to keep her from doing them.
Maybe. Maybe. I will say that when I was in fourth grade, one of my friends was drinking beer on the bus and they threw beer out the window. I wasn't on the bus. I didn't ride the bus. They threw the cans out at cars and they all like had to sit on the stage at lunch.
That's all that happened.
I mean, I'm sure they got suspended or something too, but they were sitting up on the stage.
Fourth grade? That makes me sad. You're not drinking beer at fourth grade if things are good.
No.
And I don't want to talk to fourth graders right now, but.
No, but that was one of my friends. I think it was just like someone brought like a beer can in their backpack and they were all just like passing it around and they threw it.
Oh, anyway. Okay. Not just one kid chugging a.
No.
Between someone in the back just chugging a beer.
Jake's just like.
No, I think it was more just like, hey, look what I brought. But still, they're 9. So horrible. Anyway, so I'm just saying, in middle school, that could have happened to Zoya. That's true. It could be that.
But it feels like it'd be worse than that, because to them, alcohol wouldn't be that big of a deal, right? Like to the cast of characters we have right now, right. I feel like alcohol underage wouldn't be that big of a deal because they're all participating in that already.
Maybe she cheated on a test.
Oh, I could see that. The pressure to
like an entry test into a prep school.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, Julian, I'm getting kicked out. Or no, she wouldn't have told Julian, but I'm like, how did she get into Constance if she got kicked out of her last school? I feel like that doesn't seem right.
Well, you kind of find out that like Julian essentially like paid for her to get in, like gave her dad's scholarship. Without her dad knowing.
But wouldn't she have still needed to like get accepted by the
Again, these people have money, so it's like I could see them like slipping them $1,000 bill and calling it
good. Yeah, that's a like cheap weekly allowance for them.
I know. They like buy their friends like boats and shit. Like just
I don't think there are $1,000 bills.
I know. I was making a joke.
Oh. I just thought about it.
I wouldn't actually know. So, okay. So we go to the fundraiser where you all had dinner. Very fun. And we see Julian and Zoya's dads like actually in the same room together. And they're like so pissed. Julian's dad is super hot. He's super mad. And this makes Julian so angry that she's like, okay, I'm really going to destroy her. So she sets this plan in motion to show everyone why Zoya was kicked out of school. But so, she changes her mind.
Before we get to that scene. So I guess I didn't realize that the dads didn't know that the dads weren't in town.
It was like a very parent trap setup.
Yes. It was very parent trappy.
Because I don't think Zoya's dad, Tom, Nick, knows that knew that Julian was at that school. That's my I think we kind of realized that no one fucking knew about this except the two girls.
Zoya's dad found out when he found out about the scholarship thing, and he found out, but he knew that Julian's dad didn't know, and Julian's dad was really pissed. But I think Zoya's dad knew before the fundraiser, right?
Yeah, but it was very parent trap moment.
Yeah, it's giving big PT vibes to me.
With a not so happy ending. But so Zoya and Obi leave and they go like, oh, we're gonna go, they're the do-gooders, so they're gonna go buy the actual,
this was so cute though,
the school supplies with the money instead of spending it on like the ridiculous fundraising event. And so they're like having fun, they're being super cute, and then when Julian sees how happy he is, she's like, okay, never mind, I'm not going to destroy her life. But I feel like I'm getting whiplash with how often Julian changes her mind, like within one episode. And I just feel like I don't know where her head is at. Like, I don't know what she wants.
Right, because we haven't gotten to the part. Yeah, because at the end, she's like, yeah, go have at it.
I can't imagine, like, I can be petty and like, I just can't imagine not wanting to be petty. And that, like, I can't imagine wanting to be petty and then seeing your ex happy and being like, not wanting to be more petty.
Yeah. No,
like, I would be like, oh no, it's off.
Yeah. Everyone has like at least a couple months where you're like, oh, well, I don't want to be with you, but I don't want you to be with other people. No. And you start to like retract and want to get back. And it's like, it wasn't even her idea to break up in the first place. So I don't know how she's able to move on so quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't get this relationship.
I don't get it either.
It's not gonna last.
And he never liked her. You could tell from the first episode.
He never liked her.
They should have never been together. Julian and Obi didn't make sense as a couple. And I understand that it looks good for her to have a boyfriend, I guess, on her Instagram. But I just don't think that he's really the one. Like, for her, like, Instagram influencer world, I don't really understand why Monet is like, oh no, we need him. Like, we need you together. Your followers need to see you happy with him. Like, he's not like in that same world. So I don't understand why they care so much about it being Obi.
Right.
I wonder who it will be like eventually. Cause like love interest, I'm sure she'll have another love interest. Maybe not this season, but.
Well, maybe it'll be somebody older. Like it won't be a high schooler.
I want some girl on girl.
Yeah. When's that going to happen?
Yeah.
I feel like it
would like
happen.
Not like in like a porn way. I'm just saying, like, I don't mean like girl on girl. Like, I just mean like I want like one of them to be like, I have a crush on you, and then like become girlfriends.
It'll be Julian. She's single now. Yeah. The world is her oyster.
Yeah.
Well, Aubrey, Max, and what's his face, Bone,
the together.
Yeah, they're working polyamory.
As the kids call it, a threesome. We see happen.
I'm excited for that relationship. I'm excited to see some non-traditional relationships depicted, especially because we don't get to see it a lot on TV. I hope that it works, because I don't want it to just be like salacious, because I feel like there's like a there could be a real relationship there. Like they all seem to they're friends, so they all care about each other.
Right.
But it is also like I think mostly about sex, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's gonna implode. That threesomes very rarely work long term, okay? Especially when there's so many feelings there. Like threesomes work best when it's like when it's three singles or it's like a couple that has been together for a long time. It's like trying to have some fun with like a rotation of thirds, right?
It's a bonus.
Like the idea of three people that have a tumultuous love affair with each other, I'm like, this is going to implode on itself.
I mean, it definitely is going to implode. I wonder if it's going to be like nobody knows about it and then Gossip Girl gets involved.
I think it's going to be that. Because I'm feeling that like Audrey especially is like very on the what we're seeing is that Gossip Girl doesn't really care about anyone except Julian. So like when it gets bigger, I could see her storyline kind of getting in Gossip Girl more because of like things with her mom. And then definitely this threesome that we know is going to happen in the commercial.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, is Bathhouse Teacher in the Gossip Girl group?
No.
Right. Not,
no.
Right?
No. Okay. No. And he's just an elective teacher.
Right.
Like, he's like, I don't have to be at parent teacher conferences. I just teach electives.
I love that. Like, I'm not going to go to the parent teacher conferences. I'm going to go to the bathhouse instead.
I just feel like I felt like that was like too easy. Like he says, oh, I don't have sex with my students, but then he's literally everywhere, like naked. Like first he's in a bathroom at a bar where his students all hang out, which like I wouldn't be there. Oh. And then he's at the bathhouse, which, you know, they followed him there, but then he sees them and he doesn't try to leave. And I'm like, I feel like he's making it really easy. I think I would have liked more of like a build of that. Like,
yeah. Cause then later he like whispers in his ear what he's going to do to him after graduation.
Right. And it's like, work. Okay.
Cheers.
So do you think Zoya and Julian are going to be friends now that they've kind of like called a truce and Zoya says, okay, I'm not going to leave the school. I'm going to stay. And Julian says, you can be with Obi. Like, do you think they're going to be friends? Like, what do you think about this moving forward?
I think they're going to have to be friends because I think there's going to be some family darkness that Gossip Girl is going to reveal, and they're going to have to band together despite their differences to fight the war against Gigi.
I think it's going to be very much like a Blair Serena thing. They already set it up to be that. Tom, do you agree with that?
Completely.
No, just because like they already have so many issues, but they're like actually sisters, and BNS were also like heart sisters, and I don't know. I think it'll be like that kind of same dynamic of like, will they hate each other this episode or will they band together this episode?
So wait, every episode it's just who knows.
Has everyone seen, if not seen Zola, the movie, seen like the promos for Zola? Do we know what Zola is, about like the Reddit thread that the stripper posted? They turned into a movie?
No.
Okay, go see it. It was so good. But the beginning of the Reddit thread is Zola says like, do you want to hear about how this bitch and I, me and this bitch fell out, is like how the start of the Reddit thread is. Every time we talk about Zoya and Julian, I want Zoya being like, do you want to hear about how this bitch and I fell out?
That should basically be
that's like exactly what's happening, yeah, right?
Truly. That should be how Kristen Bell opens the next episode.
What a fucking job she has. Oh. What a dream job.
She gets to just lay in bed and record.
She do fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And by nothing, I mean, she probably works very hard, yes. But I think like what a gig, because she gets paid so much fucking money.
I know. But her voice is iconic. It would not have been the same if they didn't bring her back.
I'm so glad they did.
Guys, I didn't know she did the original series.
Oh, she's the key. Yes.
Look it up. Like, you didn't look up anything about the original Gossip Girl.
No, I'm enjoying my new show, Gossip Girl. Have you heard of it? It's on HBO Max.
I actually am really loving. So last week I had Chelsea and Taria on. Chelsea never watched the original, but Taria did. So I'm actually loving this, like having one person who I can make references with. Thank you, Kix. And one person who's like, I don't know. This is just a new show for me. I actually feel like it's a fun, it's like a fun dynamic too, it because fun. It is its own show.
Tom also will never watch it.
No, see, absolutely.
But that's bullshit.
He will never watch
You're
it.
You're mad at me for that? Why?
Why won't you watch it?
Here's the thing. I love trash. I do not do well sometimes with scripted trash. Like, I've tried to do Pretty Little Liars, couldn't get into it. I tried, you know, I do Riverdale, like, I only watched the first season, but I did like it okay. We have other things in this genre that I've tried that I just can't get through. I don't know. I just, like, if I'm going to watch something in that time slot for me, aka, like, before bed, like a Sunday after a weekend of, like, a hungover Sunday is like the perfect day to watch like a Gossip Girl or, you know what I mean? Something like that. I'm going to go to like an old Real Housewife season or like a crime doc or something. I don't know. I just don't go to scripted trash.
Right. Well, yeah. And it is very different than this reboot. And this reboot is definitely more like mature. The aesthetic is like beautiful. The music's good. The acting's better. Everyone was attractive in the first one. This is definitely like a sexier show. So I would say, yeah, I mean, this is definitely a different vibe. And if you like this, it doesn't mean you'll definitely like the original, but I just love it so much that I want everyone to watch it.
Wait, but what are your critiques?
So I just feel like nothing that big has happened yet. Yeah. And nothing is really like shocking me. Like, I'm not like, like about any of the stories. And I feel like everything just gets too like wrapped up in a nice bow at the end of the episode. And it's not really like leaving me like hanging, like what's going to happen next. Like, it was just, I don't know. I just feel like by the end, I'm like, okay, I'm not like, oh my God, I can't wait for Thursday to watch the next one to find out what happens, if that makes sense.
That makes so much sense. And I definitely agree with you.
I wanted like a Knives Out whodunit sort of thing. That's like I thought we were heading towards. Like, I thought that's what Gossip Girl was, like a whodunit, because we never knew who Gigi was, right? So like, I mean, like I was hoping there would be more mystery to it. And there's if anything, there's no mystery.
So that's why you need Pretty Little Liars in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, I've tried that, and that holds
so bad. It's so bad.
So bad, it's good.
I do love I just love like the end of like a Desperate Housewives episode where like the end is like, and little did we know, and then it's like someone you thought was dead
she's
is like
alive,
cooking exactly. a goat cheese in the kitchen. Yeah, or like I like those sort of cliffhangers, and we're not getting those, so I agree.
I'm confident that we will.
We need a to be continued on Gossip Girl instead of on Real Housewives, guys.
On Bravo. Period.
Bravo. Yeah.
No more
to be continued.
But that's what it feels like, where it's like, I'm not waiting for anything. Like, of course, I am curious about Max and Audrey and like how that's gonna play out. Of course, but nothing is like leaving me hanging. And so that's my one critique, is I feel like nothing big is happening, and even like the fact that. I understand it's probably building, but Julian's like, oh my gosh, this is going to destroy Zoya. They show up to the school supply place and she's like, never mind, I'm not going to say anything. And it's like, nothing is like happening.
My hope is that they're like building us to like these characters. Like, there's no villain yet.
Right.
Even Monet and what's the other girl's name?
Oh, Luna. I like Monet, but Luna.
Oh, I like Luna. I like that she's like dry and doesn't give a fuck. But I think like those are technically the villains, I guess, at the moment. But they're very, very likable because they're funny. But like at the moment, you like everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think
I want someone to die, I think.
You're like, wait, isn't someone gonna kill someone? That happens.
I want a murder mystery. I want like some mystery. Okay, I don't want any of these characters to die. I'm liking them, but they're building, like you're saying, Kix, they're building us up to like a lot of these like relationships that they need to strip one out of our hands.
Yeah. Someone needs to do something really bad, because in the first episode, the worst thing was someone sent a picture of balls and then took away from the fashion show. Like nothing really happened. She lit the lighter and then the fire started, but it wasn't, it's like, oh wow, you got her. Like you walked in a fashion show. Nothing is like actually like major. No one's getting arrested. No one's dying. Nobody. I mean, I guess Zoya's like kind of stealing someone's boyfriend, but they already broke up. So it's still not even really like that.
She's not even mad about it.
Right. So it's like, come on, somebody get mad.
I'm mad about it. And how is she not? Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I need. What do you need from the show? What do you need from it?
I told you I need some death.
Tom needs some context.
Serena iconically killed someone in season one of Gossip Girl, as we all remember. Okay, like why can't we incorporate some of that like as a motif that we used to like have in this series of so much?
It's just a tradition, come on writers.
Someone has to die at the school.
No, I definitely agree with you, Amanda, because I just like it. Like I'm enjoying it. I'm excited to watch the next episode because I know that there's going to be some more meat to it other than just like wrapping it up at the end of each episode and hoping for the best at the next one. Like they have to bring us something juicy.
Yeah. But
it's intriguing because, sorry, they're not giving us any info in the commercials, which I like, but that makes me hopeful that something's like really shocking is going to happen.
I think so. And you know what I'm realizing is that I feel like we're kind of living in this weird like Netflix era where a lot of scripted shows we're watching are coming out all at once and you can just like binge it. So even if the first two episodes are a little bit slow, it's like, well, you're just going to watch the third one the same day anyway. So it just kind of like goes along with it. So maybe we're just, it's hard to get back into the swing of like a scripted show being once a week. Cause I know for me, I watch a lot of Netflix originals and so yeah.
What about like maybe a like Maury, like I'm not the father paternity test?
Well, we definitely will learn more about the mom.
Right.
So we have that situation coming.
Maybe Audrey will have a pregnancy scare.
And we won't know by which dick.
Yes.
Because there was two. At one.
There's two. And they'll only know whose dick was in a butt and whose dick was in a vagina.
But they might like every other day, like switch off that.
True.
I mean, as Ashley Darby says, more than one hole.
That was shocking. Did you watch Potomac this week, Kix?
No, I'm not caught up yet.
I know I'm not caught up either, but I watch, you know, I see everything on Instagram, but that's my plan for this.
Knowing her husband is Michael Darby. But just in general, every day, think about it.
I hope she leaves him.
She won't.
I know. It's so sad. I'm like, Ashley, come on.
She really won't.
She won't.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming. This has been so much fun to talk Gossip Girl with you guys. And, you know,
this has been a true joy.
I feel like now I just need to talk to you once a week. Like, I can't wait to do our next America's Next Top Model with you guys. It's going to be so fun.
We'll talk after we finish recording because I have a date ready for you, actually.
Oh, very fun. Okay. Well, tell everyone where they can find you and follow you and listen to your amazing podcast and sign up for your Patreon, everything. Give us all the details.
Yeah, you do it.
So Tom always starts these. So you can follow me on my personal account at Kix Hamlet. That's spelled C-I-X. You can follow Tom.
At the Tom. Oh my God, I'm joking. At the Tom Hamlet on Instagram.
And we have a podcast called Dumpster Dive. And you can follow the podcast on Instagram at Dumpster Dive Pod. Tom posts hilarious memes. We share a bunch of content from our Patreon and it's just a good time over there. So on that note, we have a Patreon with the same name, Dumpster Dive Pod, and we are covering people's origins of reality TV right now. So we're currently covering America's Next Top Model Cycle 4, which is an iconic season. Truly. Very
iconic.
For good and bad.
Right. You get it all. Yeah. Well, I love your podcast. You guys are so much fun. You have such fun guests. I was a guest last week, speaking of fun guests. So if you guys want to go give that episode a listen, subscribe to their podcast.
To both episodes.
Yes, that's true. I was on before too, and we talked Summer House. So yes. And I know you guys are kind of on the hunt for more reviews, as we all are, but you have like a specific goal in mind. Can you tell us about your podcast reviews?
Yes, we're trying to get to 200 reviews in 30 days. Not 200 reviews in 30 days, trying to get to the number 200. Yeah. We're currently at 135. So I think we can get 65 reviews in 20 more days.
Yeah, if everyone listening to this would review our podcast, then we would be like...
Well, the thing that's so frustrating and wonderful is like I plug it and then we get 12 more reviews. And I'm like, wait. So... You're telling me every time we talk about it on the podcast, you don't do it. But then when I just post on Instagram, I'm like, can you please do this? 12 come in so easy.
And I know people are listening to us while you're driving. So don't do this while you're driving. But when you park, head on over to Dumpster Dive, do a 5-star review, write a little something, put a couple emojis. Right. If you could do the same thing here, it's all happening. Yeah. You have no idea how much it means to us. It's not just a vanity thing. Like every review actually helps our podcasts reach more audiences. And if you like what you hear, or you just like us in general, it would really mean a lot. It's not just how many downloads we get. It's also the reviews, the subscriptions, all of that affects where we are on the charts. And the higher we are on the charts, the more people who see us and the more guests we can get. And it really does help us out. And
it makes us money. Okay. Here's the thing is, in the end, we work really hard because we love doing it, but also it would be nice to get coin every once in a while, right?
Yeah, like it's money. Right. Like this is fun. I do it as a passion project, but of course, you know, things would be great to be able to like have this as like a fun side hustle, or, you know, not to guilt you all, but I'm having a baby soon and I won't be able to be working. So if you want, you know, to help my baby, give me a podcast review.
Amanda, if I could use an excuse like that, I would. The milk that for all it's worth.
I mean, I don't normally do it, but I'm about to be shameless.
You should do it.
You can. I was trying to show you my baby.
Who's your cat.
It's just showing her cat. So if you want her cat to eat, if you don't want her cat to starve,
if you want Tom
dogs,
if you want our producer Russ to eat,
yes, oh, there's his head right there.
Oh my gosh, so funny. Okay, well,
we'll let you wrap up.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming, everybody, whether you're on the Upper East Side or you're in Brooklyn. Thank you for checking out XOXO, It's All Happening with Amanda Page. I appreciate you all. I love you all, and I will see you next week. Oh, also, no, I will see you on Truly Anything this weekend, where I'm covering Big Brother. So don't miss it. Make sure you subscribe to Truly Anything. Thanks for listening to It's All Happening. Remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a 5-star review. If you have nothing nice to say, my DMs are always open. Please follow me on Instagram at It's All Happening X and on Twitter at happening_pod. Until next time.